I'm Dan Klufstad with Illinois News. Schools typically require parents to get a doctor's note in order for students to use over-the-counter medicines, but a bill in the State House would carve out one exception. It would allow students to use FDA-approved sunscreen without having a physician fill out a form. Democratic State Representative John Connor of suburban Chicago sponsors the legislation. He told a panel of lawmakers that he lost his younger brother to malignant melanoma.
So in asking this committee to vote this out to the floor, I can say unequivocally from my own personal experience that sunscreen can be a life or death matter, and I would urge the committee for an aye vote. Thank you.
The committee approved the bill unanimously, and it now moves to the House floor. In other news, Illinois lawmakers and advocates say state employees need more protection from a growing trend of workplace violence. But Sam Dunklaw reports measures addressing that received a mixed reception.
The death of Pam Knight, a DCFS worker in Dixon, is the first death in a recent string of state workplace-related violence. Authorities say Knight was hurt when trying to take a child into protective custody. In response, Republican State Representative Tony McCombie offered a fix: up the minimum jail time for that kind of crime.
It really is a no-brainer. We need to be putting our state employees and their families first. We need to send a message. You cannot physically harm an individual. People cannot treat other people like this.
But a Democrat-controlled House committee struck down that measure, with a majority saying they wanted to avoid enhancing criminal penalties. Meanwhile, a Senate committee approved another bill requiring workplace violence reports from state agencies. McCombie says she'll support that, but remains skeptical about what it'll do to stop the problem. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Former Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock is seeking to have all charges dismissed today in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. The Republican was indicted in 2016 for misusing government and campaign funds. He also gained notoriety for redecorating his Capitol Hill office in the style of the Downton Abbey TV series. And a strike by union clerical workers at Northern Illinois University was averted. Negotiators for AFSCME and NIU reached a tentative contract agreement Monday night after more than 2 years of talks. It needs approval by AFSCME membership and NIU's Board of Trustees. The union represents more than 600 NIU employees, including some Northern Public Radio staff members. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As officials nationwide continue to battle the opioid crisis, SIU's School of Medicine Center for Rural Health and Social Service is conducting a free workshop this week. It'll be at the Rend Lake Visitors Center, as WSIU's Kevin Boucher reports.
Amber Anderson of the Egyptian Area Agency on Aging says, for starters, the public needs to realize that people struggling could be anyone.
It could be your mom, it could be your grandmother, it could be your 16, 17-year-old child.
Everyone can leave Thursday's workshop with the ability to save a life.
There will be a Narcan training at the end of the event. You can leave with Narcan in your hand so that you can save somebody who's overdosed if you ever come up on the scene.
The workshop is sponsored by the SIU School of Medicine's Center for Rural Health and Social Service Development and other partners.
I'm Kevin Boucher.
A new Life Skills Reentry Center in Murfreesboro is now open. The State Department of Corrections transferred the first 20 offenders to the former Illinois Youth Center facility on Monday. Inmates at the reentry center will learn job, interviewing, technical, and money management skills. A similar facility opened in Kewaunee last year. We're going to see a mostly sunny sky today, high 72 with breezy conditions. I'm Jennifer Fuller.